Yes, indeed. The final score was Limavady 32, Letterkenny 17. Very much the Letterkenny in the first half, but unfortunately they didn't manage to score any points at all in the second half. And that meant that Limavady scored four more tries to give them a bonus try. So that's another 5 points they've got in the bag. At the moment, I mean, it's played six now, 1-6, and things are going very, very well for them. But, you know, after half an hour today, I'm sure they were a bit worried the way that Letterkenny were playing, because they certainly came out all guns blazing and played really, really well and had got themselves in, you know, to a lead of 17 points to 8 in the first half. And maybe everybody thought there was a shock on. But, as I said, I mean, before this, a couple of wee mistakes and just not finishing when you should have finished, and that can make a big difference to the game, and that really was what happened at the very, very end. It was Letterkenny who took the lead after only 3 minutes when they forced a 5-metre line out, and with some great control they drove the ball over, and Hooker Ross Harkin, he got the touchdown. Peter Scott with a superb kick from a touchdown made it 7-0. Letterkenny and Limavady then got their first points on the board when Ben Howe chipped over a 22-metre penalty to make it 7-3 after an offside. There was no more scoring then until roughly about 24 minutes, whenever a very good score from Letterkenny, Limavady really caught sleeping. From about a 20-metre line-out, the ball was quickly fed to number 8, Jack Spear. They just raced over and dived at the corner. Everybody was wondering what was happening. And Scott, with a magnificent conversion, made it 14-3. Sam Mackey then reduced the rears for Limavady when, after a good scrum inside the 22, the ball was moved wide and he had enough power to get over in the corner. That made it 14-8. Scott finished the scoring in the first half then with another penalty, making 17-8. And I can assure you that the Limavady supporters down here weren't too happy at that particular time, because they wondered what was going to happen in the second half. But I don't think they needed to worry too much, because despite Letterkenny having a good opening 5 minutes, the scoring started then on 45 minutes when Limavady attacked down the right, and good passing saw their fullback Brendan Maxwell over. Howe converted, so that was then 17-15. Another 15 minutes later, a scrum in the 22, Limavady attacking, a great Sturdy Simpson run the wing forward, taking out men, go racing down the middle. The ball's recycled left, and the winger, Dara Dehan, showed tremendous pace to sail away over into the corner. Howe converted, and that was 22-19. And then on 65 minutes, Limavady got the all-important fourth try when the great driving play down the right-hand side saw their loose head prop, Jack McIntosh, charge over to make it 27-17. And then, with about 6 minutes remaining, Limavady, who at this stage were really controlling the game, started to go wide more often and were rewarded when second row, Darren McCauley, he went over to touchdown, and that made it 32-17. So, all in all, a very successful afternoon for Limavady, but certainly for at least 50 minutes of the game, you have to say Letterkenny were very much in this match. And but unfortunately, that wee bit of experience and all from Limavady took it. Again, just a few mistakes, and you never know what the game could have changed very, very quickly. But nevertheless, a very, very good game of rugby, and I'm sure that the Letterkenny coaches will have been delighted with the performance of their side. Unfortunately, rugby's 80 minutes, and if you don't take your chances within that, then it doesn't work. But nevertheless, from Limavady's point of view, it's been a great season, and I'll be having a few words with their coach, Peter Wilson, after this. But played 6-1-6, and certainly they'll be in the top two come the start of the end of tonight and the league tables. Final score here from the Roe Valley in Championship 2 was Limavady 32, Letterkenny 17.